Perak Beis, Mishnah. Hey, the Mishnah continues discussing the rules of extinguishing a pavara, and it notifies us exactly what types of extinguishing are considered permissible, and which type of extinguishing is considered forbidden. Mishnah begins, HaMechabet es haner mipnei shehu yarei mipnei goyim, a person who extinguishes the lamp because he is fearful of the Gentiles, of the non-Jews, mipnei lishtim, because of the armed bandits, mipnei ruach ra'ah, because of depression, mibishvil hachole sheyishan patur, or that a sick person is able to fall asleep. For all of these reasons, if a person would extinguish a lamp, that would be considered patur. Generally speaking, when the Mishnah in Shabbos uses the language of patur, it means patur of a lesser. It means that a person is exempt from misa, then exempt from the death penalty, if done intentionally with witnesses, or it means that a person is chayav, if unintentional, a person must bring a korban. Usually the word patur means it's still forbidden to do midi rabbana, and that the sages still said it was forbidden to do. In this case, however, the commentaries say that is not the case. Although usually patur means patur of alasar, here it means complete exemption. It's clearly permitted to extinguish the fire in all of these cases. Why is that? Because for the fear of Gentiles, or for these robbers, these bandits, because of a serious sense of the sickness, of this depression, or so that not just a regular sick person, but the Mishnah seems to describe here a person who is very sick, a person who is so sick, a person might actually be on his deathbed, and therefore, to extinguish a candle, in all these cases, one is saving a life, and therefore it is totally permissible to extinguish in all these cases, because of the danger that the light, that the lamp, poses. Mishnah continues, Kichas al haner, kichas al hashemen, kichas al pesila, chayav. If, however, a person extinguishes in order to spare the lamp, to spare the oil, in order to spare the wick, in such a case, a person would be chayav. A person would, in fact, be liable. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, a person would be patur. A person would be exempt. Why? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, the person who's extinguishing all of these things, you're not doing the malacha, you're not doing the work for its own sake. You're doing it for the actual item itself. You're not doing it in order to extinguish it, in order to create something productive and creative. You're doing it for melacha she'ena tzricha legufa. You are extinguishing it for another type of reason. And therefore, a person is patur. If, however, a person extinguishes the lamp in all these cases in order to make a pecham, Mishnah chutz min ha'psila b'nei shu osa pecham, the person extinguishes the wick in order to be able to create charcoal, in which case it's much easier to light it afterwards, that would be forbidden, because there everyone agrees it's malacha she'tzricha legufa. There it's the actual extinction that you need, that you want, that is useful for you, because you're making a charcoal out of it, and much easier for it to be kindled afterwards. And therefore, only in such a case, you would be chayav. But according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're just extinguishing it to spare the lamp or the oil or the wick, then you would be patur. Mishnah Vav. Mishnah informs us that the obligation to light the Shabbos lamp, women in particular are engaged in this mitzvah, as our Mishnah indicates. Al shalosh averos nashim mesos b'shas le'dasan. There are three transgressions that women die during childbirth. Al she'inan zihiros banida u'bachala u'bahadlakas aner. We're not careful with the laws of nida, laws of menstruation, where husband and wife must separate before a woman goes to the mikvah, a chala, hafrashas chala, separating chala from dough. If a person bakes, a person must separate a little bit what's called Techala from the Isa, from the dough, from the times of the temple that was given to the Kohen. Today we just remove some of it and we burn it in the oven. And the particulars are not for now. Uber Lakas Haner. And the third area of halacha that women must be careful is the hadlakas haner, the lighting of the shamas lamp. These three areas of halacha, if a woman is not careful, she perhaps may perish during childbirth. Why specifically these three things? These three different halachos were given over to women. Obviously, nida relates to her own body. The chala, and like a sener, chala, the baking, is usually done by the woman. And like a sener, again, having light in the home, again, is something which the woman is responsible for. It's interesting to note here that the difference between, in language, the tent of nida and chala, the like a sener, is quite strange. It should have said nida chala and ner. Why does it say? Why does the mission inform us of hadlakas and ner? It should have just said ner. I'm keeping a symmetrical mishnah. The commentators actually say that although women are obligated to light the candle, it could be that someone else must set up the candle, namely the husband. The husband must set up the lamps in order for the woman to be able to kindle them. So perhaps the mission is indicating the woman is only obligated for the lighting, but the husband should be involved in the setting up and the arranging of the lamps for Shabbos. Yushalmi in Shabbos explains why is it that a woman might perish during the times of labor, particularly from these three things. The Yerushalmi says, "Ein hasata nekatre gela v'shas sakana," that the angel of death is only really able to have a type of dominance over somebody during a moment of danger. If a person places themselves in a precarious situation, or if a person is in a precarious situation, they have to be extra careful in terms of their observance of the mitzvahs. And it is when a woman is about to give birth that she is in a moment of potential danger, and when her life, shall we say, is on the line, it is at that moment that she has to ensure that in her past she has kept these three special mitzvahs that pertain to her properly. These three areas are specifically, again, pertain to the women. They are the cornerstones of the home. The nida, the relationship between husband and wife, the idea of the food, and the light in the home, the